nice enough to be joined now by Trevor McCarthy, the newest addition to the Riding Colony here in the winter at the Big A. Trevor?
Hi, Anthony.
Jude Felt joining us down in Kentucky as well. Thanks for joining us this morning.
No, thanks for having me.
A lot going on in your career the past, year. Out with an injury for a while. We'll talk about that. And then the decision to come here. So why don't you take me through the last few months and coming back from the injury and making such a big decision to jump into the deep end of the pool up here in New York?
Coming back from my injury, it was a big task. You know, I was out for 7 months. A lot of physical therapy, rehab, getting back on horses, and you know, then I.
For the folks that don't know, what exactly were you rehabbing?
So I had a shoulder injury. I tore a labrum in my shoulder at Monmouth Park on May the 23rd, I believe. And I also broke my pinky finger on my right hand. So I had to get two surgeries. And my shoulder, I had two anchors. Anchors are they're called. And they stitched it up, and everything was good to go there. And with my finger, I had two rods in the finger, and they were removed shortly after my surgery. So, you know, I came back 100%. Everything feels great. No complaints, you know. So now I just started getting back on horses about Thanksgiving time. And I got a phone call before that to come here to New York to work with Steve Rushen. And I thought that was a really great opportunity for me to, you know, to become one of the elite riders here in New York. So I took the opportunity and now trying to run with it.
So the plan was to come to New York even before Arod left. Trevor's agent, Steve Rushing, also has Arod Ortiz Jr. The plan was to come before Arod even left, or did it escalate to getting you here a little earlier?
Actually, I had no desire to come to New York this year.
Okay.
And before Arod left for Florida, you know, it was a decision made by Steve that, you know, he wanted me to come to New York. It was okay with Arod, you know, for, you know, both of us to be riding here and having Steve work for the both of us as well, you know. You know, it seems like it's been great so far. Having Steve working with him, he seems like a really great guy, a great agent. You know, I just want to thank him for all the success I've had so far here in New York. And, you know, we'll see where it takes me.
What does that feel like when you you go to a new place and you're embraced right away and you start winning races like you've been riding there for years? That's got to give you just a tremendous high.
Yes, it's a great confidence level, you know. I would have to describe it as, trying to look for the perfect word, but you know, you feel like you're on, you know, almost on top of the world, you know, especially a place here like New York, where the you know, there's so many successful jockeys and trainers and great horses. You know, it's great, and it feels so good to be back riding, you know, especially off such a long layoff of 7 months, and you know, to be welcomed here from all these trainers and owners and even the jockeys as well, and the commission, you know, everybody seems very welcoming, and it's great. I like it here so far.
Your dad, obviously, rider Mike McCarthy, he was a guest on Jock Talk recently with Christina McManigill. So obviously in the family. You said earlier, though, didn't really have the desire to come here this year until Steve made the call. Growing up, obviously you wanted to be a rider. Was your dream? Because, you know, some people don't have the elaborate dream of having. Some guys just want to ride. Some girls just want to ride. Is this a dream come true, coming here to New York? And really, I mean, you've come here and you've made an impact immediately, which is very, very hard to do. I don't care who your agent is, what time of year it is. Frankly, how good you are, it's hard to make an impact on any circuit, let alone arguably the toughest circuit in the country. Is this a dream come true for you?
Yes, most definitely. I think it's every jockey's dream come true, you know. I've always said that, you know, it would be great to go to New York, but I wasn't in any rush to do so. You know, when the time was right and when the right person would call, or, you know, the right opportunity would be there, I would go for it, you know. And it came a little quicker than I expected, but I feel that this opportunity working with Steve and also Irad is a huge plus.
Yeah, it helps to have a guy who went from Ramon Dominguez to Irad Ortiz Jr., and now you, you know, dominated certainly at the very top of the standings down in Maryland and Delaware. Is it hard to leave that, Trevor? Is it hard to leave a place where you are the top dog? And I know you were coming off the injury, but before the injury, is it hard to leave a place where you're the top dog and go to a place that you're almost certainly not going to be the top dog, at the very least right away?
I would say it was hard in a way. Yes, definitely. It was hard to leave all that business. I had great business there. Rode for awesome trainers, you know. Everybody there in Maryland, they're very generous and nice people, welcoming. You know, they give everybody a chance, and owners as well. And, you know, my agent Scotty, he did an awesome job for me down there. And I would say in all the Mid-Atlantic and everywhere we raced, you know, he was a great agent as well. Very hardworking, and, you know, we went everywhere and won, whether it was Kentucky, here in New York, in Florida, or just around the Mid-Atlantic. And same to all the trainers, you know, in the Mid-Atlantic. I would have to say, you know, it's a big thank you to them, because without them, I don't think I would have made it here to New York, you know, with this opportunity I had, especially from, you know, so many trainers that have been with me since day one that, you know, have really had confidence in me. And, you know, a lot of credit goes to my agent, my ex-agent, Scott Silver.
Yeah, Scotty did a great job. One or two guys or gals down in the Mid-Atlantic you want to acknowledge that really stayed with you from day one?
I would say one huge guy, you know, from day one would be Graham Motion. I had my first gallop job for him when I was the age of 15. And he put me on my first racehorse, you know, first race ever, amateur race down at Pimlico. And, you know, when I started out riding with the Bug, you know, he threw me a couple bones. And, you know, I won my first graded stakes for him with a filly named Fortune Pearl, who ran in the Delaware Oaks, won that. And then I rode my first grade one for him at Saratoga and rode her in the Alabama Stakes that summer. So I have to give him a huge amount of credit. I would say another trainer would be Cal Lynch, you know. I've rode many stake winners for him, many winners for him. Nice horses, you know, ever since, you know, even he was training in Philadelphia, and then he, you know, moved down to Maryland, which, you know, I really kind of got running with him there. So a lot of credit goes to him too. But, you know, there's just so many trainers to really thank that have stuck with me for so long. You know, I can go down a mile-long list.
I saw the smile creep across your face when the Yellow Reeb, when the Yellow Reeb rejoin was playing when we came on, back on the air. You have a, I mean, and you have the world ahead of you, but do you have a favorite moment in your career so far?
I would have to say that Weather Stakes. That was a top moment for me. What a huge race he ran that day. And it was just, it's an awesome feeling when you have a horse, you know, he wins the Drome and he comes back and he wins the Withers. And, you know, that confidence level for the horse, the trainer, the jockey as well. You just think to yourself, man, do I really have a good horse here? You know, can you make it to the Derby? It's everybody's dream, you know. Like you said, it's a lot of jockeys' dreams to, you know, ride in the New York circuit, but also to make it to the Derby or Breeders' Cup or, you know, even, you know, some of the biggest races in the world, you know. So it was like, man, wow, what a huge accomplishment that was. So I'd have to say that's a highlight.
And our game is so relationship oriented. The people that you come in contact with and the relationships you develop over the years, and a guy like you that's been successful, that has a great work ethic, that wants to better himself. I mean, you're in a really good spot now because you're going to meet more trainers, ride for more trainers, have those top mounts available to you, and that's got to be super exciting.
Yes, for the most part, it's very exciting, you know, and I'm grateful, you know. It's a huge privilege to be here.
Plan to stick it out? You going to stay?
Yeah, that's the plan. You know, we'll see how the winter goes, and you know, if everything's going forward and doing well, then I would love to stay. Yes.
Saratoga? Saratoga. You start to dream about Saratoga?
Yeah, that'd be a great feeling. You know, so you know, knock on wood, you know, everything goes well, and I can make it there.
Does thinking about Saratoga help you on some of these cold mornings? I know you were telling me you're living on the South Shore of Long Island, like I do. That wind can pick up here in the morning now.
You know, it's Laurel's just as bad, I would say.
Really?
You know, it gets cold down there as well, but you know, I know I just kind of got to stick it out and just work hard. It was the other morning. It was but maybe a week, 2 weeks ago, it was like -7 degrees with the wind chill, and I was out working for Rudy, and he's out there with us, and I worked seven horses that morning for him, and I'm like, man, it's cold, but you know what? I'm just so happy to be here, and you know, I'm gonna just keep doing it, and you know, you can't complain. You just gotta keep working, and keep loving it. You know, it's just like, you know, why are you gonna complain about something that you've been dying to do for? You know, since you were a kid, you know, yeah, I've always been wanting to be here, and now that I'm here, I'm not going to complain about it, even if it's -7 degrees.
Well, with that work ethic, you'll be just fine, my friend. All right, Trevor, thanks for some time this morning. We'll let you get down to the room and get ready for the card today.